It's time now to talk to pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. It's that time of year again when we should be thinking about medicines we are taking during the holidays. So, Elizabeth, should people be able to use their pharmacy over the festive period?
Yeah, I think the problem this year is, of course, the 4 days holiday, both weekends. So that's when most doctors' surgeries will be closed. So I think, yes, please use your pharmacy, although right now we are being inundated with people with all sorts of problems. But I think what you'll find is every single area will have a pharmacy open, for example, on the Saturday. And they will all have Christmas, New Year's Day, for instance, myself, open for a few hours. So what you'll find is even if your doctor's surgeries are closed, most pharmacies will be open, particularly on the Saturday. And also, they always make pharmaceutical provision available for patients over holiday time.
Mm. And what about repeat prescriptions?
It's almost too late to get your repeat prescription this week, but please do so. And the other thing is a lot of pharmacies can give emergency supplies. And also in Scotland, in fact, we have an MCR situation where we probably have a lot of patients where the doctor gives us a prescription for a year. For a particular patient, that's if you're very stable on medicine. And it means that the pharmacy has the prescription, so there's no worry about holidays. Otherwise, certainly your doctor possibly might be able to do a prescription this week. But the other thing is, pharmacies can always give you an emergency.
And should people have over-the-counter medicines at home, just in case?
I think it's always a good idea to have some emergency medicines. For example, paracetamol, indigestion remedies for Christmas dinner. Say a compression bandage, say you go over your ankle, something like that. If you're not sure whether you should be taking counter medicines, over-the-counter medicines with your own medicine from the doctor, just always check with your pharmacist about that. And remember that if you have children visiting, they are not allowed to take any aspirin. You've got to be 16 before you start taking aspirin.
That's good advice. Now, strep A has been in the news a lot as demand outstrips supply for liquid antibiotics. What should people do?
Well, what we're finding is still get the prescription if you are worried about your child. And what we're doing is we're telling the parents how to use solid dose medicine. So, for example, instead of a penicillin V syrup or solution, we're giving the tablet. So if it's a small child, we would ask the mothers and fathers to half the tablet or maybe a full tablet for older children. And you crush the tablet. We're suggesting putting in a little bit of jam. It's got to be, penicillin's got to be empty stomach, so it's got to be away from food, but you're allowed a little bit of jam. And some of the children's eyes light up, who quite like that. And the other thing is the capsules, for example, amoxicillin, we're just asking people to open them up and sprinkle on a wee bit of yogurt. So it's actually, all of that is taking time because the liquid medicines at the moment, and this is today, don't seem to be getting out to pharmacies. This is the problem. I don't think there's a problem from the manufacturer's side. So don't worry. I think just what's happening is we're not getting the liquid preparation. So we're just telling mums and dads how to use the solid doses. So you will always get something for your child or your grandchild. So don't worry.
And if people do have a genuine emergency, worst case scenario, who should they contact?
Well, I always say if you're experiencing chest pain or breathlessness, shortage of breath, then always phone 999. That's the best thing. And if you've just got a worry, 111 is where you would phone if you want to speak to a doctor or a nurse. And again, if your pharmacy is open, sometimes it's just good just to pass by, ask whether it's a problem that you should be speaking to a doctor about or whether the pharmacy can deal with it. But what we're asking people to realise is that we are getting very, very busy, and please give us time. I think patient expectations, we've always been pretty good at getting things quickly for people, but right now there are drug shortages, there's medicine shortages, and generally we're much, much busier. So please just give us a little bit of time to make sure that everybody gets their medicine.
Well, I can hear you rushed off your feet. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us on RNIB Connect Radio, and enjoy the rest of the festive period.
Absolute pleasure, Barry. Thank you.